This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live, hour number two. Coming to you from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, this is, you know, this is, this is hell right now. This is hell. A hellacious week for Brett Kavanaugh. It's a total mess. Democrats out for blood. The GOP is still figuring out what they're going to do. And the rest of us get a front row seat to the gutter politics in its purest form, which I just let you listen to some of that. And I'm going to let you hear a Republican coming back at it, which I, you know, this just proves my theory about the broken clock. The Republicans now understand that they are in a sewer fight. This is not politics in the Democrat world, and in the world of the totalitarian, is never a gentleman's game. At the end of the day, for something to happen, to get something done, someone has to be defeated. Someone has to lose. On one side, the Democrats shudder at the thought of a solid conservative majority on the Supreme Court that will gut one of their favorite activities, possibly one day later on down the road. They might not be able to abort babies anymore. On the right, the conservatives see a solid majority on the court, something they've dreamt of for ages, and it's within our grasp. Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring has offered us this chance. Brett Kavanaugh is picked as the nominee. Hearings. Those hearings were rambunctious at times, but they went swimmingly. The confirmation vote was going to go fairly smoothly as well. The GOP has the votes. They still do. But then the sexual misconduct allegations came a-knocking because the Democrats will do anything to slow the decline of their position in Washington. Besides, all the things I've already been talking about, like, you know, the allegations are 30-plus years old. There's all kinds of gaps in the timelines. There are no corroborative witnesses. There's no evidence. And not even, you know, these are, the crimes they're describing, you know, attempted rape at a high school party where you were drunk, Christine. You admitted that you didn't tell your parents because there was alcohol there. Were you drunk? Do you remember unequivocally all of this stuff? Ramirez, she alleges indecent exposure at a college party at Yale. What is the, has anybody I know ever been to Yale? Do they have those, that kind of tomfoolery happening there? For the Democrats, this kind of evidence-free allegation, that works. Their entire game plan is to destroy Kavanaugh. Not because he's Brett Kavanaugh, but just because he's the guy sitting in the chair about to change their world. They want to derail the nomination. Run out the clock on the GOP being able to fill the vacancy before the midterms. Ford's lawyers drag their feet on trying to get her to go on the record, with the GOP offering her a private and public hearing, along with an option to have staffers fly to her home in Northern California to get her account on record. They keep reaching out, and the Democrats keep on pivoting, and it's hilarious. The left's war cry was, she deserves to be heard. And then the GOP started offering avenues for her to be heard. And then it was, oh, how dare you bully her into telling her story. This is insanely transparent. The playbook is an open secret, which is delay, delay, and delay some more. When things start to buckle, another allegation, Ramirez, dropped to further gum up the works, and again, no one can recollect any of these women's allegations. Ford can't remember how this high school party came about. She doesn't remember how she got there. She doesn't remember who hosted it. It almost begs the question, if a tree falls in the woods and no one is there, it doesn't make a sound. So due to that lack of evidence, they ran a second blitz. They have the FBI look into this. And, you know, the FBI handles federal crime. And there's no federal crime here. The Democrats are trying to dragoon an executive agency to do their dirty work. And the FBI doesn't actually do anything except, well, we investigated and she said this happened and he said it didn't, which we already know that. But the party that thinks the Trump White House is fraying the institutional integrity of the nation, they say, sure, why not? Democrats are licking their lips at the thought of the destruction of a man's life because they don't agree with his legal opinions, saying that he's not afforded due process of law, that the burden is on him, and in one case suggests that his legal views make him guilty of sexual assault. I have a vivid imagination, folks. I mean, you can ask some people that know me well. I can come up with some stuff on the fly you wouldn't believe. And this is unfathomable to me. This makes me look like an amateur. Now, if you're a Democrat, like, I don't know, Keith Ellison, you are afforded the benefit of the doubt, the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. Due process of law is not and cannot be applied to conservatives, though it's wrong. The Democrats are always wrong, but they're united. Senator Chris Coons said that Judge Kavanaugh bears the burden of disproving these allegations. Okay. The GOP has to get out of neutral, and I think today they may be doing that, and I'm going to give you a little evidence of this in the next segment, but we all know that they want to confirm Kavanaugh. McConnell said that a vote is coming, hell or high water. Thursday's hearing on these allegations is still set, still happening. It has occurred. Hold the hearing, set the vote. That should be the game plan. But like the New York Giants offensive line, we have some issues. You know, Senators Jeff Flake, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins could buckle. We don't know what Flake's up to right now because we haven't seen him. He's been out of the spotlight ever since the second allegation dropped. When asked if there should be a full FBI investigation into allegations about the Kavanaugh's past, she said it would sure clear up those questions, wouldn't it? The one thing, and remember now, Murkowski had to get voted back in a write-in. She had to run as an independent or something. One thing the GOP never seems to understand is that they're the ones with the most to lose. And as long as Trump is president, the left's going to be jacked up on hysteria, and they're ready to go. And the GOP's base is ready to go. But if the Hill Republicans cave to the social media mob and the Democratic delay tactics and the other theatrics, the jig is up. I'm going to vote for them, no matter what, because I'm a base voter. But I can definitely see and respect those GOP voters who sit out this year if the Republicans continue to be toyed around with like some circus freak in this Supreme Court fight. If vague, shaky allegations with no witnesses or evidence can be used to destroy Kavanaugh's reputation and career, then that's a precedent that has been set, and this can be done to anyone else the left chooses. And this is not a hard concept. They're coming at it with the mind of a 2-year-old, you know, their whole way of doing things. So get on a war footing, people. Get on a war footing and get ready to go, because we are at war. You are at war. One who I never would have thought this would have been the case. One Republican let it go today. You heard Grassley let it go. When we get back, I'm going to let you hear somebody else let it go. This is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. HypeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look?
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns, where he is the editor-in-chief. Is he back with us?
I'm here.
Okay. I saw an article that's interesting from the late Pat Rogers, where he's basically saying just because you're shot, that doesn't mean you're out of the fight. How did that one go over? I didn't read it because I wanted to ask that question about that. What kind of, because I saw it got a lot of comments. So what was everybody thinking regarding that, or did you even look at the comments part of it?
You know, I really don't have time to look at all the comments, but it did get, I mean, a lot of people took him, agreed with him. I mean, they were basically saying, yeah, that's right. You know, just because if you get shot, that doesn't mean you're dead. It doesn't mean you're down. You keep fighting until you can't fight anymore, which is, you know, it's good advice. As he said here, you know, while shooting is relatively easy to teach, fighting isn't. This is especially true for those who've never experienced an emergency, been in a fist fight, and whose exposure to a fight is theoretical. In other words, you know, you never know how you can react to get punched in the nose.
Right.
Just because you're shot doesn't mean you're dead. Just because you're dead doesn't mean you're dead right now. Keep fighting.
Yeah.
Trying to learn something by making a mistake is a poor way to go. You know, you're in the middle of a million bad habits without having something, someone qualified to teach correcting you. You're just wasting your time. In other words, just keep going. And most people said, yeah, that's true. You know, most of our readers haven't been in that situation, fortunately, but a number of them have. We have a lot of ex-Army type people, and we've got a fair number of police officers who read the blog as well. And, I thought it was pretty well received.
You want to know who I've always thought would make an excellent gunfighter as far as being able to ignore what's going on around them? In the middle of a gunfight and just keep on focused on the objective.
Who would that be?
A National Football League wide receiver.
Really? Just one, just a generic one or one in particular?
No, just, I mean, when you watch them, you'll see these guys, these very fast athletes. Most of them are sort of tall. They can jump and all this other stuff. But, I mean, the secondary on an NFL football team is a bunch of hard-hitting, very small, hitting way above their body weight when they hit you.
Yep.
They will jump up to catch a ball in the middle of three of those guys and track the ball. If it's bobbling or something, they'll keep their eye on it. They'll be taking all kinds of punishment. They'll land on their head and hang on to the ball.
Hang on to the ball. Or if they're near the sideline, manage to get 2 feet in bounds when they're leaning, you know, over the out-of-bounds line. It is amazing. They do have an incredible level of concentration.
Odell Beckham will jump knowing grab it one-handed, know he's going to land on his head, and then just land on his head and hold, and pull it down to his chest and hang on to it.
I know. And most of the rest of us would just drop that ball faster than you could believe. But they do manage to hold on to him somehow.
But this is that's the kind of focus you have to have in a gunfight, because you have to keep your eye on the objective, which the objective should be de-animating the person that you're in the gunfight with.
Yes, exactly. Dissuading him and stopping the threat, as they say.
How long has it been since the master passed away? Is it 2 years now?
I think that's about right.
He died. Now, he was a relatively young fellow, wasn't he?
Yeah, I want to say he was maybe early 60s, something like that. He wasn't.
Yeah, see, for me, that's a relatively young fellow nowadays.
me too.
You know, for 30, 40 years ago, I'd be like, wow, he's old. But no, that's a relatively young fellow. As a matter of fact, I look at anybody that passes away prior to being 87, 88 as being a young fella.
Yeah, he went too soon.
Yeah, he did go too soon. But I mean, now Pat Rogers was one of the more respected tactical instructors out there. A lot of people owe their allegiance or they're being brought into it or something to him. And when he gets out there and makes that kind of a statement or the things that he has written in the past, there's just an undeniable timeless value to some of the viewpoints he had. Do you think we'll ever see the like of him again? Do you think we'll ever see a tactical instructor of that kind of school? That's kind of school of thought.
You know, I don't know. I'm sure there's some very good tactical instructors out there. They just may not have the cachet or be as well known as he was at the time. You know, there's some very sharp, very experienced people. I've taken some very good training courses myself with very good people. Some, you know, I didn't know Rogers, of course, myself. Never spoke to the man, just read a few things he's written. There's a lot of good people out there. So I'm sure if you look around, you can find some very good training out there.
But for those of you that are looking around, the tactical, like the Larry Vickers type, the Pat Rogers type,
yeah,
these guys that have been around and been places and done things, they may not look... I mean, you know, nowadays tactical instructors are like bodybuilder/gymnast hybrids, which is great to be in that kind of shape. But the problem with being in that kind of shape, folks, unfortunately, is that in the gun world, when you're an active moving shooting thing, operator, whatever you want to call it, you're going to get hurt. That's just a part of life. And when you get hurt, then things are going to begin to fall by the wayside. So that moment where they're like built like that is a Polaroid. And it's the normal people that, you know, with people like Vickers or something. I've asked Larry Vickers a question before, and he's told me some names you know. And he's like, well, those people would gut their mothers to have my resume. So, I mean, there's a lot of value to having that kind of an operator like a Pat Rogers or Larry Vickers or Steve Fisher, who's a mature fellow that's been around and done a bunch of stuff that I know well. But, yeah, I miss the fact that I never got to meet him. I always wanted to. So, but I found that very entertaining. We're coming up on the next break. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. They are a stable of writers that... There's about, I don't know how many there are, but they're responsible for between 10 and 15 new pieces of content every day of all different types of content. Reviews, video reviews, this is what I carry, pocket dumps, all this other stuff. Check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It's an extremely disappointing decision.
Detroit's Mayor Mike Duggan reacting to the news from General Motors that's sending shockwaves through the Motor City and beyond. The automaker says it will lay off nearly 15,000 factory and white-collar workers, and up to 5 plants could close. Production of some models will end next year. A fierce snowstorm over the Midwest has caused travelers to get stuck. Dozens of accidents have been reported in several states. more than 1,000 flights have been canceled and over 2,000 delays have been reported. A winter storm warning is now in effect for the Chicago metro area, and more than 170,000 customers are without power. The Coast Guard is also warning people to stay away from the shoreline of Lake Michigan, where waves could reach a height of 18 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. Now, Friday when he was here, he was talking about what Representative Eric Swellhead, his old nuke statement that he came out with. Have you been following all of the blowback the good Swellhead has been getting?
Yes, Eric Mushroom Cloud Swalwell. Really put his foot in it last Friday with a tweet, basically bragging that gun owners, he was dreaming about an eventual assault weapons ban, and someone said, basically come and take it, and he said, that kind of thing would start a war, and this guy said, oh, well, good luck with that. The federal government has nukes, and it's going to be a very short war. And that, of course, created its own little nuclear firestorm.
Yep.
He did some backing and filling, and he said, oh, my gosh, it was just sarcasm. And he even pointed to a Snopes article, of all people, that said, you know, that cleared him, quote unquote, saying, yeah, he was really just kidding. But basically the implication behind that was, you know, Americans don't need assault rifles. We're going to take your assault rifles, but you don't need them because we're not tyrannical. And if you don't believe us, we're going to blow you all to hell. That was really the unspoken message behind we've got nukes and it'd be a short war. So basically, you know, he's willing to nuke parts of the country to enforce gun control. What a happy warrior. So he caught all kinds of grief for that the week and continues to. And so he made his bed, let him lie in it.
Well, I mean, he ignores a whole bunch of historical precedent, doesn't he?
He does. I mean, he seems to think that an armed populace can't go up against a bigger, better equipped military. First of all, he assumes that everybody in the military would comply with orders to basically fight against its own, you know, a country's own people. That's certainly a dubious assumption. But then I think, like we said last week, you know, look at Afghanistan. Look what a few people with guns they make in caves, AKs, can do against a much bigger, much more powerful force. Look what they did with the Russians.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, they cannibalize infields to keep RPGs running. They're quite ingenious when it comes to keeping a gun running. And what would, you know, you and I would sit back and look at an AR-15 and say, well, we need to test it in the harshest conditions to see if it will stand up under any possible scenario. They do it. They live it. And, I mean, this is not a big educated enemy. They haven't, you know, they experienced, very tough, very resolute. But, I mean, you know, we fought in Korea. And we didn't nuke them in Korea.
We
fought in Vietnam, and we didn't nuke them in Vietnam.
Right. And just the fact that he would consider that. I mean, I know he probably was, to a certain extent, joking. But it betrays an underlying sentiment that Americans need to be disarmed. And we're going to do that by any means necessary.
Yeah,
And that's just it's disgusting and it's scary, and you're right. It betrays kind of a naivete about what that would entail and how that would go in the long run, because it wouldn't be pretty.
No, it wouldn't. And I mean, the bigger thing that he's not considering is when you look at places like Afghanistan's the size of Texas. Which I don't think the rest of the United States could come in and take control of Texas.
No, I'm pretty sure they could. Yeah, I think that's right.
We do very well when we're fighting conventional forces, but guerrilla warfare is a different thing altogether. In California, when Christopher Garner went crazy, the LA cop, when he went crazy, one guy had the entire LAPD shooting at anything that moved.
Yeah. That one guy had them all flummoxed for, that took a week or two?
Yeah.
I mean, that was crazy. He had them shooting at innocent women in pickup trucks that kind of looked like what they thought he was driving. I mean, that was insane.
The time they shot those women, that was 241 rounds. They killed three cars, shot in an apartment building, hit one woman once. Killed their truck, though. Killed their pickup truck. They were delivering papers, those evil women.
Yeah, killed the heck out of their truck. And look at Leboy Malvo. What a couple of guys with a rifle did in and around D.C.
D.C. sniper, yeah.
Yeah, and two guys with a rifle who hit him, I think, they hit in the back of a pickup truck or in the back of a station wagon? And
in the back, people? They were in the back of a Chevrolet Caprice.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Four-door sedan. The trunk and shot out of that.
Yep.
It doesn't take a lot to really paralyze people and terrorize them.
Yep. So the gorilla is and that's the GUE gorilla. That's the gorilla fighter is the one, and then there's the small matter of like in Wisconsin. I think the hunters of Wisconsin are, what, the sixth or seventh largest land army on the planet, and how many veterans are out there? How many gun owners are out there? How many guns are out there? How much ammo is out here?
Yeah, and that's Wisconsin. Well, how many are in Texas? How many are in California? I mean, there's a huge number in California.
Yeah, 6.1.
They may have horrendous laws, but they have a huge number of gun owners there and an awful lot of firearms in civilian hands.
Those bullets are the same no matter where you go, though, right? Except New Jersey.
Yes, except New Jersey. No hollow points in New Jersey.
No hollow points in New Jersey. So, you know, but the point of that statement that he made is that he thinks it's okay to kill gun owners if you outlaw something ex post facto that is a constitutional right. He thinks that would be okay. I don't care if he wants to say it was sarcasm, that's fine, but I've seen little smarmy punk. I've seen him talking to Tucker Carlson and everything else, and I am a man of peace, but if I were to see him, I'd throat punch him.
He is smarmy, and let's be clear on what he meant, too, because this is not in a Clinton-style assault weapons ban he was talking about. He's not talking about just stopping the sale of so-called assault weapons
right,
with certain features. He is talking about making ownership illegal. He was proposing a buyback, quote-unquote, a mandatory buyback where they write a check to people who willingly gave them up, and
right,
then, as in his words, going after those who refused, and prosecuting them. So that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
There's a 94 assault weapons ban, and then there's what Swalwell is proposing, and they're worlds apart.
Yeah, they are. Coming up on the next break, for this kind of content, all you have to do is go to thetruthaboutguns.com. There you will find it. Whether it's an editorial, whether it's a review, whether it's just an opinion piece on what is the best carry gun, you'll find it there. We'll be right back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman before the holiday because he'll be celebrating and I'll be celebrating, so we won't be here. So I noticed, I always get a kick out of this because I really think it is one of the larger miscalculations any business can do to go completely out of their lane and try to skew political without doing a really serious analysis about it. And I'm talking about your article on Tom's shoes.
What's more corporate gun control? Tom's, a company that makes mostly shoes, but apparently makes some clothing and some sunglasses and stuff like that. And their gimmick, but their unique selling point is every time you buy a pair of shoes, they give a pair of shoes to somebody in the third world who needs it.
Takes two pairs of shoes to make a pair of shoes.
So they, they try to help people in need, and that's what they do. Well, they decided to jump with both feet into the gun control issue this week. Sent out an email blast to all their customers, saying that together we can end gun violence. And they notified their customers that they are giving $5 million to organizations across the country that are committed to ending gun violence. And they had a little link where so you could send a postcard to your representative and let them know that you want universal background checks. They think that universal background checks are the way to end gun violence in the United States, and that supposedly 90% of Americans agree on this, which is bogus number. It's been debunked 100 times, but there it is. Kat Ainsworth, who wrote the Sun Force, did a little bit of digging, didn't take too long, and found out that those $5 million are going to go to the March for Our Lives, which is, of course, the AstroTurf organization that features the Parkland Funky Bunch kids.
Yep, yep.
Faith in Action, and get this, Every Time for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action, two of Michael Bloomberg's organizations, because Michael Bloomberg clearly needs more money to fund his anti-gun efforts. He doesn't have enough himself. Tom's is going to kick in some as well. So let's go. It's good to hear.
Now, here's the thing about this. $5 million with all the stuff there. First of all, let's see. They're $5 million committed to ending gun violence. through work in urban communities, mental health research and policy and suicide prevention. Do any of these organizations do anything about suicide? Do they talk about suicide?
No. And they call themselves, quote unquote, gun safety organization.
Yeah, I know. They co-opted a term. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a fig leaf, and it's a ridiculous euphemism, because they want no part of making sure that kids, let alone adults, are educated in safe gun handling. Even the NRA's Eddie Eagle thing, you know, stop. What is it? It's stop telling it, run away, tell an adult, that kind of thing. Don't touch it. They want no part of anyone learning what to do if they encounter a gun, let alone how to use one safely. So it's a joke. So what exactly this $5 million is going to go for is anyone's guess.
That's how many organizations is that? I didn't
count. Four of them. So I guess
four of them.
About a million and a quarter apiece.
Which will probably go more than anything else to funding their admins because, Every Time for Gun Safety, the March for Our Lives and Moms Demand Action, they're not exactly, they don't have a bunch of people that are actually members, like, say, the NRA does. It pays $40 a year to be a member, do they?
No. They like to say that they've got hundreds of thousands of members, when really what they have is hundreds of thousands of likes on their Facebook page, yeah. You know, which is just a load of garbage. I don't even know. I don't know if they have dues-paying members. If you toted up the number of people that have actually contributed to them, I'd be shocked if it's even in the six figures.
Well, they
probably less than half that.
Well, most of their money comes from you could fill up a small minivan with most of the funders, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But with Every Town and Moms Demand, you have one funder in particular who really makes all the difference. And
right.
That's the multi-billionaire, Michael Bloomberg. His pocket change could fund them for years and years and years. So, they claim all sorts of support and all sorts of members. It's a pet project.
And they're using the old 90%, the old 90% thing that has been debunked so many times. At the very best, wouldn't you think that by now, just doing the math and doing a little, extending out and going to, carrying the one and do the other stuff, wouldn't they figure out that at most it would be half of America might want universal background checks instead of getting 9 in 10 people to agree on one thing in one room? That just doesn't happen.
I was just going to say, you read my mind. There is nothing in this country about which you can get 90% of the people to agree on anything. You can get 90% of the people to agree the sky's blue. We are such a split country, such a bifurcated electorate. People
yeah.
are so divided, as you see in virtually every election now. There's just no way that 90% of the people believe that universal background checks should be enacted. So, yeah, it's silly, but that won't stop them from using it.
Well, there's a couple of things they could do, and they're never going to do it because they're not really, that's really not what they want to do, because if they wanted to minimize the most deaths, what they would do is seriously attack the cause of suicide, whatever that is, which would mean we'd have to open up psychiatric hospitals, and we'd have to have psychiatric treatment besides a general practitioner prescribing you some Xanax. They could go and they could clean out the inner city where half of the murders occur. and that's only in 2% of the county. So that wouldn't be like a big target. They could go do that, and I mean, you're talking 20,000 on one hand, and if that's half the murders, say 5,000. So we can, like, knock out 27,000 deaths right there. If they're really serious.
Out of 34. Yeah. I'm not sure that you'll really get rid of all the suicides. A lot of those people, some people will just unfortunately find
change the means.
Some people determine, exactly, if they don't kill themselves with a gun, they will find other means. And that's sad, but unfortunately, a fact. Most determined to end their life will do that.
Yeah.
Yes, that doesn't mean we can't make a difference. It doesn't mean that suicide hotlines and actual medical care for people who are in distress can't make a difference and save some of these people.
They've done the studies, and I mean, they know where all the gangbangers are in Chicago, for example, through their social media.
Just a few square miles. That's exactly where they are.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that's okay. I know that they're not really in it about public safety. They're just like Eric Swellhead. That's just the statist view. They have to disarm us. It's a default position. We have to be disarmed.
And Chicago is a famously revolving door to criminal justice system. Those people go in and go out and keep wash, rinse, repeat.
There you go. So before we run out of time, don't buy Tom's shoes because they're idiots. Truthaboutguns.com. Go check them for all of your information. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the people at Truth About Guns, Mr. Zimmerman.
And to you, too. Enjoy. Have a happy turkey day. Watch a little football and drink an adult beverage.
There you go. I like the advice. I hadn't thought of it in that series, in that breakdown. Anyway, thank you, sir. Round number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I... Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.